Okay, so Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Tmura. We are up to Parak Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'omer v'ladet shel zo ola v'hi shlamim. If a person says that about a pregnant animal that the vlad of this animal is an ola and the animal itself is a shlamim, that works. The baby can be an ola even though the mommy is a shlamim. He shlamim uvlada ola. But if you said in the opposite order, you first were makdish the mommy as a shlamim and then you were makdish the baby, the fetus, as an ola, harezo vlad shlamim, then that fetus is considered to be the vlad of a shlamim, because the mother's designating it, meaning the guy designating the mother as a shlamim is automatically chal on the vlad as well. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is the shita of Rabbi Meir. Am Rabbi Yossi, im lekach neskav mitchila, if a person was always planning the whole time to say that the fetus is going to be an ola, hol v'yefshu lekrosh neshem uskach. So even though the first words that came out of your mouth was that the mother is a shlamim, but even as you were saying that, you were intending on making the vlad into an ola, so that works, because you can't speak out of both sides of your mouth at the same time. But if initially you said the mom is a shlamim, and then only then you came up with the chap, let me make the baby an ola, then it doesn't work. Then the vlad is in fact a karmat shlamim. Perakei Mishnah Dalit. If you say, let this animal, you take a regular chulin animal, you say, let this be the tmura of an ola, the tmura of a shlamim. So I raise the tmura ola. Divrei Meir. Meir says, first thing you said is what we go with. So it's a tmura of an ola. Amar Rav Yossi, im lekach neskavim mitchila, if you clearly wanted to say both of those things originally, you just can't speak out of both sides of your mouth at the same time, but you wanted to make it both a tmura ola and a tmura shlamim, hol v'yefshe likro shnei shemus kacha, since you can't say them both at the same time, Dvar of Kayamin, so it works, and it becomes a tamur of both an ola and a shlamim. Even so half the animal has the status of tamur sola, and the other half has the status of a tamur shlamim. V'mishamar tamur sola nimlach va'amar tamur shlamim. But if you first said tamur sola and then you changed your mind and decided instead to make it a tamur shlamim, harez a tamur sola, then it's going to really be just a tamur sola. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, Parakeh Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you say the vlad of this animal is an ola, and then you turn the mother into a shlamim, that for sure works. If you make the mother a shlamim, and then you say the vlad is an ola, then it's a machlokes. Rav Meir says, the vlad is not going to be an ola, it's going to be a shlamim. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you just can't speak out of both sides of your mouth at the same time, but if that was your intention the whole time, then the vlad is actually going to be an ola. But if it was a new chap that you had after you made the mother a shlamim to decide to make the vlad an ola, then the vlad is really a shlamim. And then in Mishnah Dalit, we said that if you say two tamura simultaneously, that this chulin should be a tamura for an ola and a tamura for a shlamim. So according to Reb Meir, we go with the first thing he said. Rabbi Yossi says, no, we go with both, because you tried to say them both. But if you weren't trying to say them both at the same time, you changed your mind, then we go with the first thing that you said. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakeh, Mishnah Hey.